Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, admittedly, the mayor's race in New York City, we didn't spend a whole lot of time on it in the past few weeks, but we did talk about it a little bit, and here we go. The communist won the race last night.
Tonight is his night. He deserved it. He won.
We have done it. I will be your Democratic nominee for the mayor of New York City.
Oh, my goodness. This guy is a piece of work. The first voice you heard there was Andrew Cuomo, who was, you know, running for this Democratic nomination. Now, typically, like in St. Louis, if you win the Democratic nod, you're the next mayor. I don't know if that's going to hold true here. Brian Kilmeade is with us to weigh in, the co-host of Fox and Friends, the host of One Nation, with Brian Kilmeade on Sundays, 9 p.m. St. Louis time. Brian, welcome back. How are you this week?
How's it going, Mark?
Good. So you get everything for free in New York City. You shouldn't complain. That's what this guy is promising, right?
Exactly, which is going to be great for me because I do want free food. And I do want to pay more money in my taxes. That's all things. I'm so tired of having money left over at the end of the month. This will get rid of that worry. What do I spend it on? Now I don't have to worry about that anymore. Because he says the 1% are ruining New York. Does he understand that they have a choice? It's called anywhere in America, including if you have to stay in New York, you don't have to live there. New Jersey, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, all options. And rich people, you might say, well, they can afford it. Rich people got rich because they don't waste money. And they get resentful when people make them the bad guys.
Yeah,
and
they work hard.
This guy ran him.
Right, and they work hard as well. Listen, just a sampling here of his positions.
And our police force should not be assisting ICE.
Defund the NYPD and refund all of these different social services.
I will create a network of city-owned grocery stores. It's like a public option for produce.
I'll freeze the rent for millions of tenants, make buses fast and free, and deliver universal childcare. And before you ask, I'll pay for it by taxing the rich.
The mayor will use their power to reject Donald Trump's fascism.
So there are a lot of promises there, Brian. Now, as I indicated, conventional wisdom in any urban city in America is if you win the Democrat primary, you are the next mayor. Certainly happened here in St. Louis. But you do have Curtis Sliwa, who is the perennial candidate. And I guess Andrew Cuomo is kind of dabbling with going in as an independent. And then Eric Adams as well. So what do you think actually happens here? Because this guy has not had a ton of focus, certainly not nationally, maybe more so in New York City. Does he get exposed a little bit more here leading up to the general?
Mark, he's going to get blitzed. And there are people, Democrats, who are panicked because they thought, you know, they can marginalize the squad, marginalize Crockett, and just say, you know, we want the Rahm Emanuel types. We want to get Gavin Newsom to pretend to be a moderate, even pretend, you know, with their revisiting pronouns. You know, you have Mayor Pete, I'm taking the pronouns off, right? I'm growing a beard. We're going to not be repellent to men. We're not going to live off green energy and vilify America and support the burning of the flag. And then this guy comes up, and he represents all those things. And he's got the AOC game plan, which is sneak up on an established Democratic candidate, have fantastic social media presence, have a good young team, get energy to knock on doors, all he needed was 400,000 votes in the thick, you know, the most dense city, and I mean be stupid as well as a lot of people, the most dense city in America, and he got 400,000 votes. Cuomo got 367, and he gets the nomination. Now, the way I understand it, I'm not Mr. Ranked Choice Voting, but he got such a substantial victory that nobody thinks that Cuomo's even got a shot in the next round July 1st. And Cuomo, if he runs as independent, it'll just be more humiliation because it only get worse for him. Adams says he got a ton of calls last night as he revitalized his career thanks to Trump. I don't know really what he did wrong. I think a lot of it is that Democrats targeted him like they targeted Trump. Biden lost his number. He was no longer welcome at the White House. The FBI took his phone. They never found anything except for maybe took some first-class seats from Turkey. And they're trying to build an embassy, and he expedited contracts, but he never got proved he got paid contracts. So having said all that, let's say he's not playing like the perfect game. But now he is somewhat of a left-of-center Democrat who I think got off to an uneven start, but better than de Blasio. And he said to me, I slept 90 minutes last night because he was on our couch today on Fox and Friends. And he now looks at, he used to just, you know, I used to see him at the Al Smith dinner. And he's like, Brian, how you doing? Big fan. I go, can I get you on? Sure. Never answered my call. Never followed up. Then his people said, it doesn't work for us to go on your network. No word, no offense. I'm like, I'm offended. Now he is saying he's coming on. And what he said at the end of his last visit 3 weeks ago, I'm going to be here regularly if you'll have me. So I go, does it hurt you? My last question, does it hurt you to have Donald Trump supporting you? And he said, I wanted everyone supporting me as possible. He played it kind of straight down the middle. I want to work with the president no matter how he is. I go, but the last president didn't. He goes, I know. So he's letting everybody know I'm going to be, I seem more normal than ever. So he's got a legitimate shot. Curtis Sliwa, they say, if Cuomo stays in, Sliwa has a real edge because Cuomo takes some votes. Adams takes some votes. And then you got Modani takes some votes. And that leaves 28% to get you the victory. And there is 28% Republicans.
So what is the next step in all this? There's something next week and then the general after that? I'm confused by that.
Democrat. Yeah, okay. It's Frank George voting, so it gives you a second chance. The way I understand it is why Brandon Johnson won, because he came in second among the Democratic primary. And when they did it, and they got rid of the fringe and got rid of the bottom half, they did it again, and then Brandon Johnson went from second to first. They say that Cuomo, and Cuomo knows it, is going to get beat bad, worse. And then do you say, okay, let me try the general? There's no indication as a general. He's washed up. I mean, I think, you know, forget about 11 harassment claims. Forget about writing a book during the pandemic on how basically, it should have said, how to ruin the lives of as many people as possible. Like, you know, the retribution, all his stuff. I mean, this guy is the utter definition of defamed and disgraced.
He's walking in the footsteps, I would say, of Anthony Weiner, who tried and tried again, and we know his story. All right, Brian, I have to ask you, I just played some audio at the beginning of the show about the president at The Hague. They're not very happy with this leak story that CNN runs with last night. The New York Times picks it up. Rubio, Hegseth, Trump, whoop up on the legacy media folks. Your thoughts on that from this morning? That got rather hot.
Well, look, let's just forget about what they said. Let's forget about what we now learned. We now know that the AP is reporting that Israel was on the ground, and they say that it's been devastated. How about we now know the IAEA and said the program's been knocked off? And they go into detail, at least 2 to 3 years, at least. And how about...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
How about the Israeli? So how about the fact that now we find out that the Defense Intelligence Agency has says that we have this as the initial report. We know no one's on the ground. We're judging by satellite video, and we have low confidence in the conclusion. So if I got that, and I'm the editor of a newspaper, or if I am the general manager of a newsroom, and they said, well, this just in, my reporter got this story, I would say lead with low confidence, lead with it's one of 17 intelligence agencies, and if you want to write it and you want to say it, say it. But instead, they lead with it, not done as much damage as you thought, very little setback, only 2 to 3 months. Then they leave at the end. Most of these stories lead at the end and have at the end, well, it's low confidence of this being
right,
it.
Of course.
Now, this is why Trump keeps a tight circle. This is why when he pushes back on intelligence in Helsinki, sat next to Putin, because he goes, these guys are out to get me. At least Putin tells me he's out to get me.
Well,
you know, this guy,
and he's not wrong.
That's
the thing. That's why these reports are suspect, because we've seen this, you know, time and time again with the New York Times and with CBS, with NBC, etc. So that's why I found the response this morning appropriate. Now, how about this? I guess she's a vice mayor in this city outside of L.A. in L.A. County who's cheering on the gangs to fight against ICE.
And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you. Where you at? They're running amok all up in on your street.
That was a post from last week. She took it down, but that's quite something, isn't it?
That is. Can you imagine that, calling on gangs to go after ICE and you're vice mayor? So of a small town in Los Angeles, but believe me, that's the attitude. ICE is the problem. I mean, think about this. The Dodgers paid $1 million. Why? Why did the Dodgers pay $1 million to illegal immigrants? Because they're worried about the Hispanic crowd. Will you stop with the extortion? Stop with the threats. This woman's a criminal. Obviously, she's talking in her gang slang, so this is not something that she's new to. Either that or she's an actress, which I understand there's a lot of out-of-work actresses in Los Angeles,
yeah, right.
In the film industry. I just had to add one other thing about the previous comment. The Iranians said their program's been devastated. So wouldn't you lead with that story if you're CNN? And maybe say, by the way, the first intelligence agency with low confidence using satellite images said we might not have done as much damage as originally thought. So that's why Trump goes crazy. And by the way, it is... If you look at the satellite video, just us amateurs, you know, the normal people can understand destruction. It looks like they nailed it, and it looks like they freaked the Iranians the heck out, because the Iranians want to talk now without any demands. This thing could have changed the whole culture, the balance of power in the Middle East. At least acknowledge that.
Yeah, well, the instincts are otherwise, and that's why that was pointed out this morning. What's coming up on Sunday night? One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. It airs here at 9 p.m. Central Time.
You know, I'm still working on it. I don't know if these are going to be the two big stories, but I think I'm going to add the big, beautiful bill. And as another topic, Harvard. Harvard and the government are working hard towards a remedy. I talked to Jay Johnson. He's joining Columbia today this week, the former Homeland Security Secretary for Barack Obama. He's working with Columbia. It looks like there could be an elite college detente with the administration, thinking about taking that on, too. So we'll see what the major stories are, more than likely. This would be one of those shows which I got to do live. Would you find one there?
Yeah. Well, it seems like these days every show you have to do live, because things are changing so very quickly. Brian, great to catch up. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see the show on Sunday night.
All right, go get him.
Brian Kilmeade for his weekly visit. Hear him every morning here on 97.1 FM Talk. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is with us in studio coming up next.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games,
And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.